Oh, hi. Yeah, I could use some help. These groceries are pretty heavy, actually. Weekly shopping, you know? Thank you, sir. Or Mr. Oh, a lovely name for a lovely gentleman. There you go. Yeah, just some drinks, some yogurt for breakfast. Oh, you should definitely try the coconut one. It's delicious. Oh, and some chocolate chip cookie ingredients for my niece's birthday. Oh, hey. Look, I have a picture of her on my phone. Here. Isn't she the cutest? She was at the summer camp here. So much fun. Her birthday's next Thursday. Wow, 3 nephews and 2 nieces? That's awesome. They must be so wonderful to be around. I bet you're the cool uncle. Always the right gift and the funniest stories. You look the type. Yeah, that's the last one. The detergents and the soaps. Thank you so much for being so helpful. My back will certainly be grateful, but I think... I think you can help me with another thing. Stop looking at the Glock and hop in the car, cool uncle. Passenger seat. I'll let you pick the music. No. Wait. Hand me your phone. Okay. Now, no one will disturb us. Get in the car. All right? Buckle up. Now, I don't think I have to specify this, but I will, in case you're dense enough to be brave. If, and that's unlikely, we were to be stopped by an agent for a usual license and registration, please, business. You should not put your family in the condition of having to choose a picture for your gravestone. You get what I mean? Good. Just be polite and smile. Smile, come on. You've got a great smile. So just flash it whenever it's needed. Actually, let's give it a try. Magazine cover worthy. But work on the rest. Use your eyes too, or it'll look like you're asking for help, or that you're dead inside. That's just... not good, man. Not good. Funerals, like fertility treatments, are expensive. Consider it. Lord knows I know about the second one. Oh, I know you're not a doctor. I'm not letting you come over for your medical expertise. Your brain doesn't interest me a lot, to be quite honest. Neither your wallet. Pretty obvious you aren't loaded. Or you wouldn't have gone to the clinic near the park to donate sperm. But that just means that you are loaded in a much more important way. At least for me. Really? How does anybody know anything these days? Internet? Social media? You did complete those forms in excruciating details, though. Even whispering some answers. If you talk, someone can always listen. And I'm a good listener. I'm very curious, you know? Aren't you? Well, that's good. So you can get to know me, at least a little bit. It's only fair. I mean, I know so much about you. Where and when you work out, where you study, where you work, your dating profile, your board game tradition, every Wednesday night at Keith's place. Everything. Plus all that info on those forms, like the appendectomy and no history of cardiovascular disease in your family. So, yeah, you can ask away. My name? Well, for you, it's dear, darling, or love. No, my name is not Psycho Bitch. It's love. Dear or darling, Understood? Good. Why you? Because you caught my eye. That's why. No. You can't leave. What? Do you think I did all of this just to give you a trip in my car? I mean, come on. You're way smarter than that. Your grades told me so. You aren't a numbskull. You're welcome. Why are you here? I'll explain later. It'll be good. Don't worry. Or maybe not. That'll depend on you. It's a quiet neighborhood, so don't scream, okay? Cool. Now, up the stairs. Turn to the right, second door. It's just the gun. Keep going. So, that's my bedroom. Get used to it, because you're going to stay there for a while. Look, I've made the restraints comfy, just for you. I don't care what you want. You're here for one reason, and only one. To get me pregnant. I'm tired of waiting. Tired of non-committal men. Tired of exes running away because I'm running too much, or fixated on family, or creepy, or just a hookup. I'm not just a hookup. I don't want to waste any more time. I don't want to throw money into expensive, useless treatments. I already spent $28,000 for IVF. The tests, the checkups, the monitoring. I'm sick of it. I'm tired. I just want a man to fuck a baby inside of me. And this is your moment, my dear. You'll help me. I already told you what's going to happen if you don't. So come on, darling. Get closer. Closer. My aim is pretty good. But if you manage to escape, just know that a baby with your DNA is very convincing proof in a rape trial. No one is going to believe you. I'm a good crier. Now, unzip my dress and take it off. Undress while I take my thong off. Do you usually fuck girls with your underwear on? Perfect. Do you know what to do next, dear? I mean, you're already semi-hard, but you can't fuck me like that now, can you? Exactly. Take your hand, wrap it around your cock like a cradle, and feel it. Go up and down, gently. Good boy. Feeling his cock while trying not to tremble. So cute. Maybe it'll help focusing on my tits instead of the gun in my hand. Look. Look at how the barrel teases my nipples. Yeah. These are gonna leak warm milk soon. So soon. Close your eyes. Now, wrap your fingers around it and start pumping. Slowly. Enjoy it. Feel it for me, darling. I want you to roll your thumb over your hole. That's it. And in the other sense, so good for me. Keep your eyes shut. Don't open them. Tell me how your cock feels. Do it. I think you're ready. Don't mind my hand around your throat, or the loaded gun pointing right at your forehead. Follow me. I'll walk backwards, so I can see the terror in your eyes. You're so pretty. Come on, baby. I have my pillow under me. I'm naked and wet just for you. Fuck me already. Come on. Stick it in. Oh, yeah. Oh, just like that. Every inch. Every single one inside. Oh, that's good. Oh, so good. Oh, start pumping that dick. Yeah. Don't make me do all the work. Fuck. Oh, just like that. Like you mean it. Come on, deeper. 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 No, you fucking bastard. You are not going to rush your way through this. It's not going to be the last time anyway. You're going to fill me up with cum until I have a baby. And you're going to do it properly. Not like a scared little rabbit in a hurry. Just like that. Nice rhythm. Keep it going just like this. And maybe I won't have to use my bullets. I could, though. Right through your skull. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Tell me when you're close. Oh, yeah. As deep as you can. Good. Good. Don't worry. I'm just hugging you with my legs. Start rubbing my cunt. Keep thrusting. Come on. You gotta come with me. That's good for conception. Yeah. Just like that. What the fuck do you think you're doing? Go deeper, I said. Deeper. I want you to splatter my insides with cum and keep rubbing. I swear, if you don't make me cum with you, I'm gonna splatter your brain matter all over my ceiling. I just need to pull the trigger and you'll get a bullet under your chin. It'll be so goddamn easy. Come on! Come on. I don't give a shit. You're just a cum dispenser. And I can get what I want even after I fill you with lead. PSR is a thing. You know. Yeah. Fuck me harder. Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fill me to the brim. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, empty your balls inside of me. Oh, get me a baby. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. 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 Well done, dear. Come here. Now rest. Get some sleep. I'll be beside you. In a while, we can try again. Hopefully, we'll see those two lines very soon.